9.8.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Question of Food, where each week we look at a different aspect of food and the food industry. This week we're talking about veganism. Well over 500,000 people in the UK now describe themselves as vegan, an increase of over 500% in 10 years, and 20% of people under the age of 35 have tried a vegan diet. So, what are the arguments for and against veganism, and is it here to stay? We have two experts here to explore the arguments: Jimmy, a vegan activist who also runs a vegan restaurant in East London. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
And Simone, a dietitian and omnivore.
Hello.
Jimmy, let me start with you. What, in your view, are the main reasons for the explosion of interest in veganism?
For me, there are two main reasons. The most obvious reason for veganism is to do with animal rights, and this argument has been around for a long time. In fact, writer Leo Tolstoy had this to say in 1886, and it sums up my feelings very well. A man can live and be healthy without killing animals for food. Therefore, if he eats meat, he participates in taking animal life merely for the sake of his appetite. And to act so is immoral. I think this is at the heart of why so many people are now becoming vegans. The idea that killing and eating animals and modern farming practices are simply immoral. And the second big reason is that being a vegan helps the environment. It reduces your carbon footprint. There was a recent study at Oxford University which concluded that adopting a vegan diet can reduce your carbon footprint by 73%, which is far more significant than cutting down on flights or buying an electric car.
Simone, can I bring you in here? These both seem pretty strong arguments. What do you think of those two points?
Well, the first point, the point about your moral position, I do think that's a very personal decision, whether to eat meat or not. And I personally, I don't think it's immoral. But I think everybody needs to decide for themselves. An unfortunate aspect of veganism is that it's easy for vegans to believe that their position is morally superior, and so they make meat eaters feel morally inferior, which, of course, meat eaters resent. So immediately you have this conflict, which I really think is unfortunate.
Jimmy, can I ask you, do you feel morally superior to Simone?
Yes. Yes, I do feel superior. I do think that veganism is a morally strong position, but it's not about being better than other people. It's just about doing what's right.
And Simone, what about Jimmy's second point about the environment?
Well, broadly speaking, Jimmy is right. Being a vegan can reduce your carbon footprint, but it isn't quite as simple as that. Some foods that are a real favourite with vegans, like avocados and quinoa and soya beans, are grown a long way from the UK. I mean, the biggest producers of quinoa are Peru and Bolivia, and avocados come to the UK from Mexico, the Caribbean, Africa, and soya beans from Brazil. And there's a significant environmental impact associated with bringing those foods to Britain, and they are often not grown in a sustainable way. Growing food crops can be just as damaging to the environment as farming animals. And there's also the problem that demand for those foods is now so high in, for example, Britain and the States, that there isn't enough left for the country that actually grows the food. So, for example, Kenya has recently banned the export of avocados because they were all going abroad, with none left for the Kenyans.
OK, Simone, that's a valid point. As a dietitian, what do you think are the health implications of being vegan? We hear a lot about vitamin deficiency and so on. Is that something we should be concerned about?
Yes, it is true that it's harder to maintain a balanced diet if you're vegan, and that may present a serious health risk, especially for children and teenagers, who I absolutely believe should not be vegan. Humans are designed to be omnivores, So obviously, if you eat a bit of everything, like me, then you get plenty of vitamins and minerals and so on. But vegans have to really make sure that they get enough of these things. The classic example is vitamin B12. If you're vegan, you need to take B12 supplements or eat food fortified with B12. If you don't, you can become quite ill quite quickly.
Oh, of course you do need to take a bit of care, but that goes without saying. There's nothing wrong with taking vitamin supplements, and lots of people who aren't vegans do the same thing. But I think you're missing the important point, which is that overall, being vegan is hugely positive for your health. Less risk of heart disease, less risk of diabetes. And how many vegans do you know who are overweight?
That may be true to some extent, but fundamentally, I still don't see why anyone would choose to eat a diet that doesn't deliver the right nutritional balance for the human body.
One thing I want to ask you both about is what you could call the social side of being vegan. I mean, eating out. That can be very difficult.
Well, actually, I think that problem has disappeared now. Being vegan is becoming more and more mainstream, and most restaurants offer vegetarian and vegan options.
Well, one, if you're lucky.
Yes, and that's only true in big cities and in certain countries. I mean, there are some countries where avoiding all animal-based food is more or less impossible.
And Jimmy, what about when you go round to somebody's house for dinner? Does that create problems?
Oh, not at all. Most of my friends are vegan anyway, and all my other friends are really getting into trying vegan recipes.
I'm afraid you'd have a problem if you came to my house. I think it's really inconsiderate to expect the host to cook something specially for you or for everybody to have to eat the food that only you actually want. You'd expect me to cook something special for you, but would you be prepared to cook a steak for me?
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't.
So, can I ask you both just to round off? Is veganism the future?
Absolutely it is.
I think it'll always be an option, but it'll never be for everyone.